It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Megan Cummings. She is the executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. It's always fun when she comes in because we always have so much to talk about, so many things that are going on. And today is no different. Megan, thank you so much for coming in and taking out the time today.
Thank you, Dave.
So how are things going at the United Way of Eastern Utah?
Things are really good. It's, the weather is beautiful and that always makes a difference. It's a good time to be part of United Way. We've got good things going on. You know, the Day of Caring we're starting to plan for coming up September 11th. So save that date. Lots of good stuff happening. Music, Meals, and Mingle is coming back.
I was going to say, let's start off right there.
Okay.
April 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. on Main Street and Price. We decided that it's been over a year. Pretty close.
Yes. Yeah. A whole year without the event. And part of my work with United Way, I get to be on the promotions committee for Price City and help plan this event, which is really fun and brings the community together. And we're going to have a great time. April 15th, 6 to 8 p.m.
And what kind of things can people expect down there on Main Street?
Food trucks. Eating is always a plus. Some businesses will be open on Main Street, and so you can do some late shopping. We'll have some music. Peak is a band. Tim Riley and Highland Markle do that music, and that'll be fun to listen to. We'll have a kids activity corner at the Banaski parking lot. So come down and have some fun. Get some faces painted and just mingle again.
And hang out on Main Street and see
safely.
What's going on safely. And you said, you know, and we'll get it out there as soon as you get. You're hoping for some special deals and stuff from other businesses and local businesses on Main Street to get people to go in there, right?
Yep, exactly. That's to be determined. Each individual business on Main Street gets to decide if they want a promotion or not. So stay tuned for some more information on that.
And maybe, just maybe, get out there, have some fun, enjoy yourself, because it's time to get back.
And it's so beautiful outside. So hopefully, you know, with the fresh air and people can walk around fairly distant, but still safely.
Just enjoy yourself on that one. So that's on April 15th. That's, again, Music, Meals, and Mingles coming back to Main Street in Price. Another one that's coming up on April 12th, and this is right around the corner. It's the deadline for the scholarship, the United Way scholarship. Let's talk about eligibility for that scholarship and kind of what it covers, what it's worth, and how can they apply for that too?
Yes. Seniors from four schools, Carbon, Emory, Pinnacle, and Green River, they can apply for this scholarship. Head onto the website, uweu.org, and there's a tab for the high school senior scholarship application. So we've gotten a couple of great applicants. I'm looking for a couple more. We want to help you with your first year of college. And so call me with any questions. If you have any questions about the application, it's not a cumbersome application. And as long as I have it either emailed to me by April 12th or postmarked by April 12th, I'm good with that.
And you once again said the eligibility, it's incoming freshmen it'll be incoming freshmen for college.
So high school seniors right now.
High school seniors now.
Yeah.
And you know what? Everybody can use money.
Absolutely.
Especially free money. So if you've got any questions, are they all there on the website too? They can find out what they need.
All of the eligibility and requirements are there on the application. Like I said, if folks have questions, please let me know. One of the requirements is to have done some service. So obviously United Way focuses on community service and giving back and helping make stronger communities. And really that can take so many different forms. So if you're a high school senior and you think, well, I've done this kind of service, does it qualify? My answer is probably it does, but give me a call and we can talk through it.
You can get through all of that stuff. So free money for college for high school seniors. Make sure you get on that website. And what's the website?
UWEU.org. It stands for United Way of Eastern Utah.org.
All right. And let's take a moment and we'll spend some time on this last one. You're wanting, it's kind of a call to action. You're wanting to know what people in the area are looking for from the United Way of Eastern Utah. And is that like in the way of events? Is that in the way of services that they offer? What kind of things are you wanting to know? And, you know, how can they let you know?
Yeah, great. Well put, Dave. All of the above. I want to know, you know, I've been in this position a little over 2 months, and we've got a great board, so supportive. This community is awesome. United Way of Eastern Utah spans 7 counties, so Daggett and Duchesne all the way down to San Juan. And I want to know what folks in our service area, so those 7 counties, how do they view United Way of Eastern Utah? What do they see our role as being? How can we fill in some gaps? You know, I have my vision, but that's no good unless it also lines up with the community's vision. And so I would love to hear from your listeners. What are some things you want to see from United Way? Could be events, could be services, could be any type of role that you see a nonprofit community service organization playing. And then I also want to know from your listeners, what makes Eastern Utah so special? I've been here about 2 years, and I can see for myself, but I also want to hear from folks on the ground what makes this area so special, because there are so many strengths here.
There really are, and that's one thing that we always talk about is the community is more than willing to step up and help out. Now, are there anything that United Way is needing right now? I mean, I know Souls for Souls, you have the diaper drive. Is there anything that you guys are in need of right now that if you're listening in the community, say, hey, maybe I can just take these over and drop them off there?
Sure, yeah, we're always accepting new shoes, pretty much any size. You know, school kids, their feet are always growing, so... we can accept any size. We've got high school kids who also need shoes sometimes, so we're getting into adult sizes there. So if you've got some new shoes you want to bring by, that's great. Diaper drive is always an option. You know, I just encourage folks to look around and see what needs you can identify around you. Is there a neighbor who needs something? Is there someone you could check on? There's so many different ways to build community. And so, yes, do give to the United Way. Money, of course, is always an option. We put those dollars to good use. And material goods are great, too. But also look around your community and ask your neighbors what they need.
All right. And speaking to that, once again, you talked about it at the top. Circle and write down September 11th. The Day of Caring is coming back this year. We lost it last year. But, I think last year it was kind of the way it went and what was kind of said is, you know what, like you were saying, if you see a neighbor that needs help, if you see somebody that is in need of doing something, just go out and ask them if they need the help and just do it. That's what it's all about. So what are we looking forward to? Are we pretty early still in the processes for Day of Caring? And how's it going as far as that goes?
Yeah, we're still in the early stages. We're still planning that out. It's going great. You know, again, I can never give too many shout outs to the board and to the folks who support United Way. Still in the early stages, but do save that date, Saturday, September 11th. It's going to be a day of caring, a day of service. Pretty soon we'll have opportunities for you to let us know what those service needs are. And then who are my volunteers? Who are the folks who want to sign up and actually help on that day? You know, there have been as many as 500 volunteers helping before, and that's incredible. I would love to see that again.
All right. Megan Cummings with the United Way of Eastern Utah. If anybody's got questions or want to talk to you, how can they get a hold of you?
435-637-8911 is the number at the office. You can email me. Let's see. It's liveunited@ueu.org. But you can find that on the website too. UWEU.org.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, Dave. Always a pleasure.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.